presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast, sailing 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in. Fellas and girls, as you listen to the roar of Hop Harrigan's plane as he brings it in, doesn't it make you think of Uncle Sam's fighters and bombers that are right this minute making the Nazis and Japs wish they had never started this war? I'll bet it does. And I'll bet many of you think of the day when you will be flying an Army or Navy plane. Or when this war is over, piloting a big commercial transport. Yes, sir, you fellows and girls who are planning careers in aviation are on the right track, because the rapidly expanding aviation industry will have room for plenty of well-trained men and women, young men and women. You fellows who are planning to become Army or Navy aviation cadets as soon as you reach the required age, and you boys and girls who are looking ahead to careers in commercial aviation when this war is won, you should, and you can, begin your training right now while you're still in school. You know, it takes the Army and Navy Air Forces many months to make a flyer out of a cadet, because it requires hard work and lots of study before a cadet is even permitted to get into a plane. That's why the Air Forces so heartily endorsed the program of pre-flight aviation now being established in high schools all over the country. This program, sponsored by the United States Office of Education, makes it possible for you to begin preparing right now for the day when you will start your training as a military or commercial flyer. The program includes courses in aerodynamics, theory of flight, navigation, communications, engine design, in fact, all the fundamentals that are necessary for good airmen. Remember that by taking these courses as part of your high school curriculum during regular school hours, you will save many valuable hours of training later on. So find out now if these pre-flight aviation courses are available in your high school and sign up for them at once. If they are not yet available, talk with your high school principal about them and ask him to include them in the curriculum for the next semester. For any additional information regarding high school pre-flight training, write to the U.S. Office of Education in Washington, D.C. America needs flyers. And now to our story. Forced down over the icy wastes near Murmansk, Russia, Hop Harrigan and Tank Tinker were rescued by a band of Soviet guerrilla fighters, led by a young woman commander, Captain Kirov. Miles behind the German front lines, this courageous, poorly equipped little army was faced with the prospect of attacking a German panzer division, armed with what the Russians described as mystery tanks, noiseless, lumbering monsters that nothing could stop. Joining forces with their Russian allies, Hop and Tank took part in the battle. And there, Hop made the important discovery that turned the Russian retreat into a charge. For he learned that the Nazis, desperately short on materiel, had used the white snow peaks as a movie screen and were projecting pictures of tanks to frighten off the Russian attackers. In the charge that followed, Captain Kirov was wounded and asked Hop to assume command. Driving irresistibly forward in motor-driven sleds, the brave little guerrilla band threw the Nazis into retreat. But then, when victory seemed certain, the sky became black with Henkel bombers, hundreds of them, diving down on the Russian patriots. Listen.
They're beginning to bomb.
It's murder, Hop.
We've got to save those troops, Tank.
My people, they will be slaughtered.
Now, take it easy, Captain Kirov. Say, look, I've got an idea.
Yeah, Hop, why? We ain't got no ACAC guns. We ain't got no planes. So what's the idea?
We've got to order our troops to get as close to the Nazis as they can. Almost join forces.
And that's a brainstorm you got while them Heinkels is ripping the Russians to shreds.
You are right, Comrade Harrigan. It is our only chance.
Why, are you crazy, too?
No, she's not crazy, Tank. If we get close enough to the Nazis, their planes won't be able to bomb us without killing their own men. And they won't do that.
I don't know. It don't make sense to me.
Here, come on, Tank. Those planes are circling lower. Start up the motor. We've got to tell the men.
A little bit babbling around in this sled.
In Russian, it is Pirog.
Pirog.
Pirog! Pirog!
Listen, Pop. If we can get to that there hill on the left, I think maybe our guys will be able to see it.
That's a swell idea, Tank. Let's go.
Pirog! Pirog! is it going, Comrade Harrigan?
Oh, swell. It's almost bayonet against bayonet now. The Heikels are still bombing.
Oh, no, they ain't. Look at Hart. They can't drop no more eggs. They're all mixed up. They don't know who's German and who's Russian.
Captain Kirov, how far is the nearest Nazi base for Heikel bombers?
Below Tulum. 350 miles from here.
Good. That means they'll have to beat it back, and in a hurry, too.
How can you tell?
Those planes are Heikel 111.
Yeah, they got a service range with bombs of 750 miles. Now, if they got to travel 350 to get here and 350 more to get back, then all the cruising they can do is put guns.
You are right. There they go.
Yep. They must be sore as blazes. Coming all this way and then finding nothing to bomb.
My men, they fight like tigers. Bayonet against bayonet.
Yeah, they're doing a wonderful job, too. Look, they've completely cut off the Nazi trucks. They can't retreat now. They want it.
Hey, Hop, look. The Germans are holding up their hands.
They surrender?
Yep. There goes the white flag. They've quit cold.
Come on, let's take us a couple of Nazi prisoners. Boy, wait till I tell the guys back at Handley Field about this.
Here, start the sled tank. Come on. Let's go.
Gosh, Hop. Look at all them Germans lined up waiting to surrender. Hey, that guy there, Hop, the one with the broken eyeglasses, he looks like the big shot.
Broken eyeglasses? That's a monocle tank.
Oh.
Here he comes now.
Here is your commander, peasant.
Captain Kirov is right here.
On behalf of my men and myself, I demand treatment worthy of a German soldier.
That is a strange request.
This is a girl? Are you commander of these Russians?
Yes, I am.
I refuse to surrender to a woman.
I might point out that the choice is not yours at the moment.
Cattle. Russian cattle.
Careful, Nazi. One word from Captain Kirov and these Russian cattle will tear you apart with pleasure.
I will not surrender to a woman. That is final.
Then you will have to accept the consequences of continued battle. Comrade!
Wait, wait! Let us not get excited. What are the terms of surrender?
Unconditional.
Who is this boy? Why does he talk so much?
Oh, boy, you glass-eyed goat.
Easy, Tank. Remember, we're gentlemen.
We are?
Sometimes I wish we weren't.
Fine. This brave young man, whom you call a swine, was responsible for your defeat. You had better pay him the respect he deserves. Before this war is over, you will meet many like him, and it will not be pleasant for you.
Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it, pickle puss.
All right, Tank, that's enough.
The terms of surrender are, as Comrade Helgen stated, unconditional. You will turn over all arms and ammunition, and order your men to form in double files. We will march them to Murmansk. This time, it will be the Russians who will rise. The Russians and the Americans. Ilyich, order the tracks to warm up. Pieter, see that the prisoners are assembled. That is all.
Congratulations, Captain Kira. You've done a good night's work.
Boy, and how. Over 1,000 prisoners and a complete munition supply dump. That's quite a haul.
I have you to thank for it. And now I must ask of you one more favor.
Just you name it.
I do not feel too well. I must rest here until I have gained some strength. Then I will come to Murmansk.
Are you sure that's the best thing to do?
Yeah, I am sure. But the favor I wish to ask is that you lead the march of our prisoners into the city for me.
Well, we'd be glad to, Captain,
but... I know what you're going to say. You are going to tell me that the glory belongs to me. When you have fought as long and as hard as we have fought here in Russia, you do not fight for glory. You fight for life.
Yes?
Two Americans to see you, Mr. Lockridge. Hop Harrigan and Tank Tinker.
Oh, yes. Send them in.
Mr. Lockridge?
Come in, gentlemen.
Thank you. Come on, Tank.
Yes. My name is Harrigan, Mr. Lockridge.
I'm glad to know you, sir. You're Mr. Tinker, I presume?
Just plain Tank will do, sir.
Sit down, won't you? I've been trying to locate you ever since you brought those Nazi prisoners in. The Russians have been showing you off, I presume?
Yes, it's been rather hectic. Boy, I've been kissed more in the last 2 hours than I ever been kissed before.
It's an old Russian custom, Tinker. You become used to it. Now let's get down to business. As British consul here in Murmansk, it becomes my rather unpleasant duty to inform you that you're no longer wanted in Russia.
I beg your pardon, sir?
What was that?
I have before me a signed order which concerns both of you gentlemen.
What's that bell, sir?
An air raid alarm. Follow me down to the shelter.
Shelter? Well, we're pilots, sir. If there's a raid, we got to go out in the field and help.
Oh, don't be silly, Harrigan. The Russian Air Force can take care of itself.
Sure it can, but maybe we can give them a hand.
Maybe just a false alarm.
Why, does that sound like a false alarm, sir? How can we get to the airfield, Mr. Lockridge?
Well, this is deucedly irregular, Harrigan, but... Well, come on. Hurry. Follow me. My car's parked at the curb. Here are the keys. Keep going in the direction the car's headed. You can't miss the field. It's about 2 miles from here. For heaven's sake, do be careful.
Don't worry, we will, sir. Come on, thanks. Yeah. There's the car. Come on, get in.
Hey, there they are, right above us. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Nazi bombers, all long range jobs.
Hold on, Tank. It's going to be a wild ride. 3 miles, he said, didn't he? Yep. No, 2, straight ahead.
Hey, that one wasn't close. How come there's no Russian trains up?
Give them a chance. So keep your eye on the cross street, Tank. I don't want to smack an ambulance or a fire truck.
Okay. There goes the Yak-Yak. Boy, it's sure reaching up.
Yeah, I can't wait to get my hand on a stick.
Mine on a machine gun trigger. Oh, boy.
Hey, Hop! What's the matter?
A bomb heading right for us. Damn it, you brakes!
Tank. You all right? Tank, it's me. Hop. Oh, but Tank, you're hurt bad, aren't you? Hey, Tank. Tank, talk to me. Say something. Oh, Tank. Tank.
Kneeling in the twisted, shattered remains of what was once a car, Hop pleads with a semi-conscious figure of his buddy. Pleads with Tank to say something, if only a word. But for once, the big, good-natured mechanic has nothing to say. Is Tank seriously injured? What can Hop do in this emergency? Don't miss Monday's episode, same time, same station. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Fellas and girls, start now to prepare for a career in aviation, either as an Army or Navy flyer, or in commercial aviation. Remember that the Air Forces need young flyers to help win this war, and that by taking the pre-flight aviation courses now available in high schools, you can save many valuable hours of training when you become old enough to join. This pre-flight training in high school will be valuable, too, even if you never get to fly one of Uncle Sam's swift pursuit ships or bombers, because it will fit you for finding a place in the rapidly expanding field of commercial aviation. Don't waste any time. Find out when you go to school Monday morning if aviation courses are available. If they have not yet been established in your school, talk with your principal about them and ask him to arrange to include them in the curriculum for next semester. Now, for any information pertaining to pre-flight education in high school, write to the United States Office of Education in Washington, D.C. Remember, America needs flyers.
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX-4. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you next week. Same time, same station.
Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. Hop Harrigan has come to you from New York. This is the Blue Network.